Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Davenport Police Department reports an officer shot an armed suspect on Monday while responding to a call about a suicidal person. According to a media release, police and Scott County Sheriff's deputies arrived at the 3700 block of Rockingham Road shortly before noon yesterday. The presence of another adult and a toddler raised concerns for their safety. One officer shot the suspect, who was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation is investigating the incident. A leading female House Democrat in Springfield is calling for a legislative watchdog to resign over how he handled sexual harassment complaints. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more.
Last month, Legislative Inspector General Michael McCuskey found that former Democratic lawmaker Harry Benton sexually harassed three people. But one of them, a female lobbyist, accused McCuskey of inaccurately characterizing her statements about Benton's misconduct. And now she is reiterating her concerns to legislative leaders, the Chicago Tribune reports. Chair of the House Democratic Women's Caucus, State Rep. Mary Beth Canty, wants McCuskey to step down. She says his behavior during his investigation of Benton raises, quote, serious concerns, and that he, quote, lacks the temperament and approach the job requires. McCuskey did not respond for comment. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A new data analysis suggests the number of heat-related deaths may be significantly undercounted in Iowa. NPR partnered with Boston University to create a model that looked at the number of heat-related deaths from 2018 to 2025. It excluded 2020 because the COVID-19 pandemic skewed mortality data. It estimates that Iowa had about 93 heat-related deaths on average per year. That's much higher than the Centers for Disease Control's official count of about 9 deaths per year. Clint Hawthorne is an emergency room doctor with Unity Point in Des Moines. He says the very old and very young, as well as people with underlying issues like heart conditions, can be vulnerable to heat-related illness and death.
You can imagine as you increase the blood flow to the skin surface, you have to pump harder, you have to pump more blood. And so if your heart's just not as fit, then that's more challenging.
The report comes as a heat advisory remains in place across most of southeastern Iowa and nearly all of Illinois through Thursday at 7 p.m. Residents in Clinton are set to meet with city leaders today to workshop details of a controversial zoning ordinance regulating data centers. As WVIK's Jonathan Turner reports, not everyone opposes building the facilities.
While many people spoke about concerns over a planned large data center in Clinton at a city council meeting August 25th, Dylan Gramlich of Newton was one who said that data centers can be built responsibly in the state. He's a representative of the Laborers International Union of North America and spoke in support of a QTS plan to build in Clinton. Gramlich said such centers don't have the negative effects many claim and will be a boon to Iowa's economy. He argued that data centers represent billions of dollars in investment in Iowa.
Data centers have been operating in Iowa, specifically in the central and central western Iowa areas, for some 10, 15 years now, without leading to increases in energy or water rates or adversely impacting the environment. The technology on these things just keeps getting better and better, and our members are the best people to build them in the entire world.
Consideration of a controversial city ordinance regarding data centers will continue with a committee of the whole meeting on Tuesday, September 1st at 5 p.m. at Eagle Point Lodge, 4101 North 3rd Street. For more on the story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
Two people killed in a motorcycle crash in Knoxville on Sunday have been identified as a couple from the Quad Cities. The Knoxville County Coroner's Office confirmed on Monday that 27-year-old Kelsey Barksdale of Davenport and 28-year-old Curtis Veneer of Moline died at the scene. According to Illinois State Police, a Chevy Malibu driving the wrong way on I-74 struck the motorcycle traveling westbound around 2 p.m. The driver, 19-year-old from Monmouth, was arrested and faces charges. This is WVIK News.